I am sure that all of us will have been impressed when watching Queen Elizabeth's funeral that so often her Christian faith was mentioned. It turned my mind to another friend of Jesus, Lazarus. We know that Lazarus lived in Bethany, where Mary and her sister Martha lived, and that Lazarus became very ill and died. There was obviously a close bond between Lazarus, Martha and Mary, and Jesus, because they had open house for Jesus, and it was to him they messaged when Lazarus became ill. Interestingly, they didn't ask Jesus to come when Lazarus was ill. They knew by simply telling Jesus that his friend was ill, he would immediately recognize their need and come. Why Jesus delayed journeying, knowing the emergency, isn't explained. But Jesus knew, however extreme the emergency, he had the power to deal with it. So the timing of his arrival, if he had to perform a miracle, was not crucial. It's surely a reminder that if we call on Jesus for help, he has the power to resolve our emergency. And it may often be not in the way we request or even expect. When Jesus told his disciples he was going to Judea, they were shocked. They remembered the Jews there had tried to find a way to kill him. All too often, we work out in our mind just how we expect Jesus to answer our prayers. And perhaps we rob ourselves of the answer he will give because we want only what we want in our way. Jesus told his disciples that Lazarus was just sleeping. That's not so far from our understanding of the word sleep. We frequently see inscribed on gravestones that the deceased has fallen asleep in Jesus. The disciples were delighted to use their own interpretation of the word. If Lazarus was simply asleep, he'd eventually wake up. There would be no need for them to go into the danger zone of Judea, but they were to see the incredible, miraculous power of Jesus. As Christians, the world can see the power of Jesus in us if our trust in him is complete. A man called Sir John Reith once said, "I do not like crises, but I like the opportunities which they can supply." Jesus had human crises, but they gave him the opportunity to show God's divine power. The disciples were short of trust. They had resigned themselves to what seemed to be inevitable to them, death. The Apostle Thomas said, "Let us go too, that we may die with him." What misguided bravery! Real courage is doing something when we are genuinely afraid. It's not always easy going out on a limb by trusting Jesus to reveal his power in us. So the disciples went with Jesus to Lazarus's home, which would be the house of mourning. In those days, funerals were very expensive, with a set of traditional rules which had to be followed. Indeed, it wasn't until the time of Gamaliel when such rules were changed to make funerals less expensive. He was much praised, as you can imagine. Included in the home of mourning, of course, was Martha, who perhaps in reproach said to Jesus, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." In those words are reproach and a faith nothing would shake, which defied the circumstances. "Even yet," she said, "I know that God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus replied, "Your brother will rise again." Once again, we see Martha's earthbound view. "I know he'll rise in the general resurrection." Martha had trust, But right there and then, she wanted more. She wanted what seemed to be impossible. She wanted a miracle, now. Jesus said to her, "He who believes in me will live, even if he has died." Yet the Christian will die like every other person. Our beloved Queen Elizabeth, in the faith she expressed, reiterated the words of Edmund the Confessor, who put it this way, "Weep not, I shall not die as I leave the land of the dying. I trust to see the blessings of the Lord in the living." Jesus asked, "Where have you laid him?" Meaning Lazarus, of course. And he was invited to come and see. And Jesus wept. Again, we see the lack of trust in the replies we read in Scripture. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha replied, "Lord, by this time the stench of death is upon him." Jesus reminded her, "Did I not tell you, if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" Jesus lets the people see in whom he is trusting, and with a loud voice cries out, "Lazarus, come out!" And as we know, Lazarus came out. We can rejoice with Martha and Mary that Lazarus came alive. But how we would love to hear from the lips of Lazarus himself what his experience had been like. Did the witness of the resurrected Lazarus encourage those who heard him to trust the words of Jesus? It is unimaginable that Lazarus would be unconvincing. He was, after all, a member of those who had been resurrected. What a powerful witness he must have been. But in John's Gospel, as we read the description of how Lazarus was restored to life, the power of God in Jesus did not end 2,000 years ago. If we are in Christ and he is in us, our witness can, indeed must be, of the limitless power of Jesus in us and through us. May the anointing of the Holy Spirit enable you to reveal the power of Jesus in all the circumstances of your life.